technique on the field while he's running?
Hold on, say it again.
What about on the field, the show he puts on the field when he's running?
Hey, man, that's one of the most impressive games I've seen, especially from a rookie, a guy that, kind of got in the doghouse early to show that will to come back and continue to work and showcase that, without him, we don't win that game on Sunday, hands down. So, we got to try our best now to keep his head just the same size it is right now.
You mentioned on Sunday that, I don't know, you might have been joking about how you have to expect to see him every game.
Absolutely.
Now. I mean, you might be the starter this week. It's a pride show as me.
Well.
So are you serious? I mean, are your expectations from that high?
Yes, it is. I always tell all our young guys, and I tell myself, you gotta shoot for the stars. You can't just expect to go in there and say, well, I'm just gonna relieve a guy. I tell them go in there and try to get somebody's job. That's how I would approach it. And I'm sure he will too. Hopefully we get him all back because that guy's a workhorse and he's I think the heart of our offense when he's healthy. So, but if not, we're gonna need Wilson to step up and whoever's behind him to step up.
Here we are in December on the road. Another meaningful game. Yes, it is December. What are your thoughts?
We've come to be very accustomed to this. It's kind of old news to us, but we relish in this role. We relish in playing meaningful games in December, and especially on the road. We had a lot of success under Coach Coughlin's tutelage about being on the road late in the season. So our confidence level is high, but again, we can't talk enough about the type of team that we're going against, a different team from what we played in the playoffs. Different coordinators, different schemes, same guys but different schemes. So we got to do our homework and really study these guys and make sure that we're on point in that regard.
How was their offense different?
A little mixed up. I thought last year there was a little bit at the end of the year there was a little bit lenient on the pass. Now that they've established two-headed monster in the backfield with Rodgers and Turner. That getting the ball downfield to Roddy Wright and Julio, just like they did last year. On defense, they're a little different, a little different scheme. Offensively, it's a little bit more of a, they want to keep the chains moving, and they're kind of a check with me offense where they feel confident in Ryan getting him in the right play, depending on our scheme or what he sees from us. So, it's kind of going to be a chess match with him a little bit more than it was last year.
Justin, you guys have responded well at home for the last 4 years while Matty Ice has been there. Is he a different quarterback at home, and if so, why?
Well, I haven't watched enough film on him yet. But it seems like you say he is. I think they've won 11 in a row at home or something like that, 10 in a row at home. So, obviously to have a record like that, you gotta have great quarterback play. And, he's been doing that. Our focus is just making sure that he doesn't get the opportunity to get comfortable back there and hoping that we can rattle him a little bit that way. If not, it's going to be a long day for us.